Greetings to Meditation Moments, and God bless you today. I want to read to you from Exodus, where God is sending Moses to deliver the children of Israel. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, and I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a good land, flowing with milk and honey. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee. Now he's speaking here, as you know, to Moses. I will send thee that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee. This shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Isn't that wonderful? God sends Moses out with this assurance that he's unchangingly behind Moses and also the children of Israel, and that his name is I am. Never I was, but I am, the unchanging Lord. It's so wonderful when we think that our God never, never changes. What surety, what assurance, what security. And then a verse that's very companion to this over in the 13th chapter of Hebrews. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And then we skip just the one verse for time's sake. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And God says, I am, and God's word says here, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, some time ago I was reading about those days back there when the hardy Portuguese colonists were founding the city down on the south coast of China, a city called Macao. Vasco da Gama was their leader, and when they built this town of Macao, they built a great cathedral there, and on the top of that cathedral, they reared a great bronze cross, a beautiful bronze cross, and very large. But as the years passed by, time with all of its decay was too much for that cathedral. And then came a China Sea typhoon, and all of the walls except one were broken down. And that was the wall, the facade on which towered this great bronze cross. Now, many tourists, when passing by that place on the great ocean liners, would look up and see that old broken wall, and through its gaping windows they could see the China Sea beyond. But all was just broken and decay, rocks by the piles lying around there. But this one wall standing with the cross upon it. And one day on one of those ships there was a man, and he was the governor, the British governor to Hong Kong. His name was Sir John Boring. And when he saw that great cross gleaming there in the sunlight, towering over all the wreckage of that old city, it so inspired his heart that he went down into that ship, and taking pen in hand, he wrote this old world circling song we love so much, that Elizabeth and Paul are playing for you. In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time. All the light of sacred story gathers round his head sublime. When the woes of life o'ertake me, hopes deceive and fears annoy, never shall the cross forsake me. Lo, it glows with peace and joy. when the sun of bliss is beaming light and love upon my way. From the cross the radiance streaming adds more luster to my day. Oh, bane and blessing, pain and pleasure, by the cross are sanctified. Peace is there that knows no measure, joy that through all time abide. The thing that brought all this to my thought these days was when I was reading again today that wonderful verse of scripture in 2 Corinthians. You know, I've quoted to you many times since I have been with you on these broadcasts. And that is the scripture in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. And I remember when I was in Pittsburgh some time ago being called to pray for a young woman who had been 8 long years in bed, a total invalid, oh, so pitiful and so hopeless. The doctors had come to place, they said they could do nothing at all for her. My husband and I went there and lived in the home, spent 10 days there. And there we prayed, spent many hours in prayer. And I kept thinking, oh God, so many have prayed with her. Some very noted people and people that believe in God's healing had prayed for her. And nothing had happened. Who am I after all? The day came to pray for her. And I just felt like I was so worthless. I just felt like I was so little. And I think a little fear came into my heart. I knelt by the bed. And opening to this passage, which is one of my favorite verses, I wanted to read this verse. Who delivered us from so great a death, who doth deliver, in whom we trust he will yet deliver. Also a companion verse of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He delivered us, he doth deliver, and he will yet deliver us. But my eyes didn't fall on that verse. It fell on the verse just before it, which I had never truly noticed, and these were the words. We do not trust in ourselves, but in God which raises the dead. And then it came to me, why, it has nothing to do with me. It isn't trust in ourselves. What have I to do with it except to be an instrument? It's God who's to do this work. No confidence in the flesh. No matter how we feel about ourselves, it's God that raises the dead. And so I called my husband, ministered the gospel, and the mother and father, the girl, we went in the room, prayed for her. And then it was all sincerity and faith in God. After that 10 days of fasting and prayer and much reading the word, we bade her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to rise. And she did. She rose from that bed. 8 years she had never been out of that bed, could not walk at all. It was this very serious illness and an infection of the spine. And she's still walking, and I hear from her almost every week, and God's wonderful used that life. Oh, we trust not in ourselves, but in God who raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust he will yet deliver. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, the unchanging Lord, the unchanging Christ, our blessed Lord, never changing. God says, I am, I am. Oh, so many things change today. So many springs that run dry. There are two kinds of springs, you know. Some we call weather springs and some dry weather springs. And in the early part of summer, when much rain is falling, little basins are formed on the creek's banks that hold the water. But when the hot weather comes and rain ceases, they dry up for want of source. There are springs that dry up because they have their source in an upper fountain. So many sources of pleasure and comfort change as the years go by, but the Christian's joy and peace doesn't dry up or change because it has a source in an upper everlasting fountain, the unchanging Lord. As God's word says, there's a stream that makes glad the heart of man. Oh, I want you, as you listen to this message, to believe that the God who said all of these things in his word is I am, no matter what anyone says to you. And Christ is not changed. He's just the same. What he did for others in the past, he can do for you today. And we turn again in closing to another one of these precious old hymns. It just fits into this message of the one that we can abide in who changes not. The I am that we read about, the Christ who changes not. Abide with me, fast falls the evening tide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, O thou who changest not, abide with me. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. We need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like thyself our guide and stay can be? O thou who changest not, abide with me.